This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Next studio guest is here. Please make welcome James Christina, who is the author of a new novel called Antidote to a Curse. Welcome.
Hello. Well, thank you.
Now, look at you. You know, like, I'm an author and you've got to publish and you've got a publisher. But, you know, like, what a lovely story that is in itself. But you won and it was the script of this book that you actually won the City of Melbourne Lord Mayor's Creative Writing Prize, which that would have helped you get your book published, I suppose, did it?
Indeed it did, because the judge was actually the publisher of Transit Lounge.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Excellent.
So that worked out very well. That was a very nice introduction.
Okay, well, where did the interest for writing come from?
Oh, I've had it for years now. I think it started in my late teens, but when I was growing up in Melbourne, creative writing wasn't a big part of the English syllabus.
Yep.
And I did a BA and eventually enrolled in a creative writing course. There weren't many around. You had to sort of shop for them.
Yep.
And
where did you do it? Was it just like a course through one of the institutions, or...?
I actually did shop around, and I did a creative writing course at La Trobe,
right,
Melbourne, and RMIT.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
A few.
Yes. I was trying to clock up credits for a degree.
And you know, like, what was it like doing those courses? You know, like, how did you find it? You know, like, were you learning a lot? Did it give you insight?
There was something very important about those courses, because I realised once I started them that I wanted to do more and that I did want to write. I think they were a good sounding board for my writing and for my ideas.
And you know, like, because sometimes when you do some of those courses, you actually think to yourself, oh, you know, like, am I getting anything out of it? And it's not until, you know, years down the track that you all of a sudden realise, yeah, I did. Did that happen with some of them?
I found them useful. I had good relationships with the lecturers, good feedback, good direction. You're learning from other people, you're learning from your peers, and it's a good sounding board. You need to try your ideas and stories out, and the feedback you get can help you further develop the work.
Yep, because, you know, like, John's an actor, so therefore he's around other people all the time. He's got directors and fellow actors, but writing is such a solid, a lonely, solitaire, art to be involved in, isn't it?
It is very solitary, and I think that's why the writing workshop classes were so enjoyable, because you then got a chance to mix with some like-minded people.
Yep. So you did that, then. What did you do after those courses?
That's a good question. I taught.
Okay.
I taught for decades.
Right.
Yeah. Because once you do a course like that, your good old BA course, and you do a Diploma of Education, of course, you're qualified to teach.
Yep.
So I was fortunate to get some interesting positions. I taught overseas. I travelled. And eventually I found that actually did provide material, further material for the writing.
Right. Is this your first published book? Or
yes.
It is?
It is.
It took a while then for you to get to this stage, didn't it?
It has. It's been a hard road.
Yeah,
it is
for most writers, isn't
yes.
it? Now, we'll go back to the prize you won, the Lord Mayor's prize. So why did you go into in for that? Was it because you wanted to get your book published and you knew that this would maybe help you?
God, I wish I was thinking so clearly. I think I was a little bit more ambivalent. And I remember coming across a flyer at the library, the city library, and I had material and I thought, why not? For me, it was just like a little exercise that I gave myself. I don't think I was thinking that far ahead, because it just seemed so difficult that I reached the point of taking things one step at a time.
And, yeah. And would it be fair to say that, you know, you've alluded to the fact that it was a long road to get to this point, that it's not the first thing you've kind of submitted work for or, you know, a competition or, you know, and you get told no along the way. As an actor, I know that feeling too. And so you just kind of think, oh, I'll give this one a go, but I'm not going to pin all my hopes on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well read.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, along the way, you do try, you do submit,
yep.
And your writing doesn't always work for other people. And I found that what I had to do was just keep trying.
Mm. So all of a sudden, here you are, you win the prize. Was it a real surprise when you won it?
To be honest, it was a surprise.
Mm.
It really was. It was a delightful surprise.
Of course.
Yeah. I was surprised even just to be shortlisted and to receive that email telling me, look, could I please come along to the awards ceremony?
Oh, wow.
And I saw the long list and I thought, well, it's nice to get this far even.
Yeah.
You know, that this might lead to something within itself, perhaps.
Yeah.
Did you get some sort of little thought that you maybe I have, or were they sort of putting pressure on you to make sure you were there at the awards night?
No, there was no pressure
because
I received an email and I replied straight away, and I think they took that at face value, and I turned up.
Well, because if you hadn't responded straight away, they probably would have went, we haven't heard from you, and you're like, why don't you come along on the night?
Yes,
yes.
I have heard some people say that when they've won writing awards, they've known in advance.
Yep.
But I didn't.
Right.
I knew when it was announced.
Oh, how fantastic!
Yes.
So, what was it like, hearing your name? Did it sink in? Because you often hear of all the big awards where people actually say they don't remember. It's almost like having an accident where all of a sudden your memory, you lose that because it's so surreal.
To be honest with you, in my case, I think I remember almost everything.
Oh, good on you.
But for me, it didn't really change much immediately because I sort of wondered what happened or what was happening, because for me, nothing really had changed. I'd been writing all along and submitting all along.
Yep.
But all of a sudden, something had changed.
Yeah, but it does change, though,
yes.
to change things. So what is the prize?
The prize at that stage, apparently it's become much more lucrative.
Right.
At that stage when I won it.
And what year was it?
That was 2013.
Yep.
So it's already 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That was $5,000 plus $1,000 for the category win. So it was $6,000. It was very nice.
Right. And you had no idea at that stage that the publisher was one of the judges?
No. And I think even on the night, I didn't know that either. I found that afterwards when there was a couple of exchange of emails.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
So when you win that award, is it not assumed that the work will then get published? Is that a completely other... a different situation?
That's a great question. It's a new prize and I believe it's changing as it's going along. At that stage, no, the works were not published. But apparently the last one that I had an eye on, I think that all the works got published online.
Oh, great.
Oh, online,
yeah.
Right.
So that changed.
Well, do we have messages?
We do. We've just got one.
Okay.
We are talking to James Christina, the author of Antidote to a Curse. You're listening to Joy 94.9. You are listening to Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, and we are talking to author James Christina, who has won the City of Melbourne Lord Mayor's Creative Writing Prize for his novel Antidote to a Curse.
All right, so here you are. You won the prize, and nothing was happening apart from the odd email from a publisher that then you realise was one of the judges. What happened that then they turned around and said, we'd like to publish a book?
No, unfortunately,
it wasn't
much longer than that. There was quite an intense drafting process.
Oh, okay, of course.
And that went for a few years, actually.
Right.
It's an ambitious book because the structure is quite experimental and it took a lot of drafting to get it to a point that we were both happy with.
Yep.
Yeah.
And here it is. It's published.
Yes.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Having a publisher and you're like with it and you're like, and the quality of it, everything about it, you must be very happy.
I'm really, really pleased. So much care has been taken. I think that Transit Lounge have done an excellent job.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm really pleased.
All right, tell us what's the book? What's it called again? I know John has mentioned it.
Antidote to a Curse.
And what's that about?
It's had one review so far, and it's been interesting to see the interpretations of that title.
Yep.
And it seems that people who do contemplate the novel or read it seem to have a take on the title.
Mm-hmm.
So with the review that I read, the interpretation was a way of dealing with life, I suppose. The antidote, according to that review, was an escape into art.
And what is the art?
The protagonist, Silvio, has an interest, obviously, in writing, in literature, in music, and the visual arts. And there are many references throughout the novel to those three areas.
And with a nice little twist and turns as you go along?
I'd like to think so.
Well, I'm about halfway, three quarters of the way through, and there's lots of twists and turns as it's going along.
I think it's fair to say that it's quite a condensed narrative.
Mm.
Yeah.
And John and myself both picked up on the fact that there's a particular restaurant that you use in the book. Which one is it?
That's Stalactites. That's the meeting point for the two protagonists, Silvio and Zlatko.
Such an iconic a restaurant cafe here in this town. Why did you choose that one?
It's central. It's open 24 hours.
Believe me, I know that.
We've all visited there late at night. You too many.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Right, okay.
You could call that research, I suppose.
Absolutely. You can claim that on tax now.
Perhaps.
It is lovely when you all of a sudden come across that in the book and you go, oh, you can picture it, can't you?
Yes.
You know it.
And there are a few inner city places within the novel that I hope that people will recognise.
It is very much a Melbourne book, isn't it?
It is.
Which is the lovely part of it as well. What is it like writing about a city that you live in?
Oh, I think it's good because really it cuts out on a little bit of the research. You're writing about something that you know about.
And you actually have an emotional attachment to it, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. It feels a little bit safer to me to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the second part, if you like, there are two main strands to the novel and the primary strand is set in Melbourne, whereas the secondary strand is set in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yep.
And that was the more ambitious part. That was the part where I felt a little bit less safe because I had to do a lot of research.
Yeah, do you want to give much more away?
I don't mind, but as long as we don't give the ending away, I suppose.
No, well, I haven't got there yet.
Okay,
anyway,
then we're safe.
So therefore, it's somebody that's arrived from Bosnia, isn't it?
Yes, correct. An immigrant.
Yep.
So it's a chance meeting between Silvio and Zlatko. And
where did they meet? Because that's interesting.
They meet at an adult bookshop.
Yep. As you do. Again, some research, was there?
There was some research involved, yes. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. Look, it does take you on lovely journeys. And as you said, it's not your atypical read, is it?
I'd like to think not. I think that was really, in all sincerity, one of the reasons why it took so long to write, because I was developing a structure as I was writing it. And that was tough.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations on what I've read. It's good. And congratulations on getting it published.
Thank you.
Because these days it's such a hard thing for a writer to actually get a book published by a publishing company. So,
very tough.
Congratulations on that and all the very best with the sales of it around the world.
Thank you, David.
And what's it called again, John?
It's called Antidote to a Curse, and we've been talking to James Christina, its wonderful author. You're listening to...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.